Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning. Sorry about that, everybody.
That's okay. Thanks for joining. We appreciate it. As I mentioned just earlier to everyone, I'm up at the Capitol, and so I've got plenty to get to. So this will be, let's be as efficient as possible this morning, but anything that needs to be discussed, let's take the time to do so. So good morning, and I'll call to order the Ascent Academies of Utah Board of Directors meeting at 9:08 a.m. We are on Zoom and joined by a number of key folks, both from the board and from AW, and we appreciate, and then of course Wade from Ascent Academies. Appreciate you being here. Let's see, Hannah, I always forget. I don't need to do a roll call at this point, correct? Or do I?
You don't need to do a roll call, but we should go through and just have everybody say their name.
Perfect. So Chris Blake, Ascent Academy Board.
Mike Greenhall, also with the Ascent Academy Board.
Tyler Schwanevelt, also with the Ascent Academies Board.
Wade Glather, Lead Director, Ascent Academies.
Gabe Clark, Academic West.
Erin Winterton, Academica West.
Heidi Bowerly, Academica West.
Hannah Jones, Academica West.
Perfect.
Oh, and it looks like we have...
Was that everyone? Or did Heidi say... Did Heidi introduce herself?
Yes, she did. And okay, we have Jay Dunlop here.
Yeah, Joe Dunlop with ESS.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, so we will begin. I don't believe there's anyone here from the public or from our school community that's here to give public comment. Is that your read as well, Hannah?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, perfect. I'll take a motion. I should have received all of these items, but I'll take a motion to approve the December 15th board meeting and closed session minutes.
So moved.
We have a motion from Mike and a second from Tyler.
Yep, I'll second, yep.
Perfect, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. We'll rule that passes unanimously. Excellent. Okay, we've got a couple of items here, and I'm not sure I know everyone, so go ahead and just speak up. Chromebook purchases, who's taking that item?
Yeah, I'll take that item. Thank you for meeting today. We have these Chromebook purchases. It's actually tied with the amendment to the West Valley Campus Land Trust Plan, which is also on the agenda for approval. We had some land trust money in West Valley that was earmarked for some personnel, but we were able to cover that salary in a different way. So that freed up some land trust money. Because that land trust money is being moved from paying for personnel to paying for technology, and it's a different category, we do need to make an amendment to the plan that shows movement from the personnel category to the technology category. And we're using that $59,000 to purchase Chromebooks for student use in West Valley. It won't really increase Chromebooks in the campus. What it will do will replace those Chromebooks that are aging out and will be replaced.
Excellent. Any questions for Wade?
No questions from me. Tyler, no issues from your perspective?
No questions from me.
Wade, I'll just mention one thing. Obviously, there's been a lot of conversation around technology at the legislature this year, and there may be some rules or policies that we need to put in place. You know, I just mentioned it because we're talking Chromebooks here. Obviously, you know, a lot of the focus has been on individual personal phones, et cetera, but there probably are going to need to be some conversations we have after this session on, you know, policies that we want to put in place for Ascent Academies. But that's not for Chromebook purchases. So I will take a motion to approve the Chromebook purchase as outlined by Wade.
So I'll make that. I'll second it.
Perfect. We have a motion from Tyler Schwandeveld and a second from Mike. And Greenhall, is that correct, Mike? Am I saying that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. Any discussion to that item? All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. I'll rule that passes unanimously. Building block seal purchases at three of our campuses. Who's got this item?
Yeah, so as our campuses have aged, these buildings are 10 plus years old. It's time to do the block seal. And I met with Aaron to fit it in our budget this year. Good news is that NB came in way under budget for what we had earmarked for block seal, but this will preserve our buildings and help to keep them, you know, looking great and being functional, waterproof for many years to come. So this is just above my threshold for approval to have these three buildings have their block seal done this summer.
Perfect. And so the total amount there is 34,000 or 36,000.
It's about 97,000 for the three buildings.
Okay. That's why I saw two. Okay, I see. You were scrolling down the invoices there, Hannah. So we've got 30-ish thousand for each building. Is that correct? So 20.
Yeah, that's correct.
Probably at Farmington. Is that where that is? And then the 30 plus. That sounds great. Hannah, can we approve these as one motion or do we need separate motions?
Yes, we can approve these as one motion. I would just do the not to exceed amount of the 97,000, and just state for the three campuses in the motion.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Tyler, are you comfortable with that motion?
Yeah, I can make the motion for the building block seal purchase not to exceed 97,000, and that would include the work to be done on the West Jordan, Farmington, and Lehigh campuses.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion from Tyler and a second from Mike. Any discussion to those items? Seeing none, we'll take a vote to approve. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Rule that passes unanimously. Okay, so back to the school land trust amendment issue that you mentioned, Wade, for West Valley. Do you have anything else to add or?
No, only if you have questions. I hope I explained it clearly, yep. But it's tied with those Chromebooks.
Yep, that's perfect. Any discussion, gentlemen? Okay. Take a motion to approve the land trust amendment.
So moved.
And a second from Tyler. So we have a motion from Frank and a second from Tyler. Any discussion to that, to the school land trust amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. We'll rule that passes unanimously. Okay. RFP for janitorial services for the Lehigh campus.
Yeah, we put out an RFP. We received multiple bids. A committee reviewed those bids, and we do have that justification letter in the packet where we are bringing to you for your approval Caliber. They came in with the highest score for the RFP, and we would like to continue using them at Lehigh where we're already using them this school year.
That's a good-looking evaluation committee. Wade, Trisha, Kirk, I haven't seen Trisha in quite some time, so please give her my best, Wade.
Will do.
Great. And just out of curiosity, I assume we use a different janitorial provider at each campus, or is it the same company that's
so
doing
that? We had the same company at all five campuses, but they weren't able to continue service at Lehigh because of staffing shortage. And so we brought Caliber in at the beginning of the year, but we're getting to the point now where we're going past that $50,000 threshold with Caliber, and we need to get them on an RFP.
Okay, perfect. But obviously you're happy with what they're providing you, so.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Any questions, discussion on the janitorial services RFP? Okay, seeing none, I'll take a motion to award the RFP for janitorial services for Lehigh campus to, remind me the name of that company?
Caliber.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second.
Motion from Mike and a second from Tyler. Any discussion to that item? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. We'll rule that passes unanimously. Okay, the Helpside Professional Employer Agreement.
I can speak to that. So
that'd be great. Go ahead.
Yeah, Helpside is your PEO that the school's been using since it opened. This is just basically a renewal of the existing agreement, same terms in terms of scope of service and pricing, and so pretty straightforward there.
Chris, I don't know if I can vote on this one or not. I'm not sure because they use my company for health insurance.
I don't think that's a problem, Mike, unless Gabe sees something. I mean, I think if we disclose that so that people are aware, but I don't think that would cause a conflict with the company. Gabe, do you see any issue there?
I don't think so, but it's up to you, Mike. I think,
yeah,
good.
As long as you know, I don't sit in the negotiations with Helpside, but they do use our company. So,
okay. If you're uncomfortable, that's fine. We would need to delay this one. So totally your call.
No,
I don't have any issue, and you're not involved. You know, you're not getting personally remunerated, so I don't think there's a conflict of interest there.
Okay, great.
Okay, Tyler. I'll take a motion to approve the Helpside PEO client service agreement.
Yeah, I'll make that motion to approve the Helpside PEO client service agreement.
And I'll go ahead and second that, just for because of Mike's note there, and we'll note that. Any discussion to this contract or service agreement? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. Excellent. Okay. We are down to, we've got two policies. Who's taking the student conduct and fee waiver policy?
I can do those as well. So there's a summary there if you want the gory details. Basically, both of these amendments are brought about by legislation, and just try to, it's what we do every year, is keep the policies in line with new legislation. The student conduct and discipline policy, most of the changes relate to emergency safety interventions for students, which is like physical restraint and seclusion, when that can and how that can be done. And then some changes to some due process, reinstatement, and after reintegration of students who've had criminal issues. And then the fee waiver policy is kind of just another step in the legislature's ongoing kind of reduction and restriction on fees that schools can charge. This kind of changes it so there are fee courses that you can charge fees for and courses you can't, and it just gets things in line with that.
You can call it what it is, the war on fees. So yeah, absolutely. Excellent. Wade, any notes you want to add to either of these policy changes?
No, I don't have anything to add. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. So let's do them individually. I'll take a motion. Gentlemen, any discussion or questions on these two policies? Okay. Take a motion to approve the student conduct and discipline policy as outlined by Gabe.
So moved.
We have a
second.
Motion by Mike, a second by Tyler. Any discussion to that item? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Will that pass unanimously? And then I'll take a motion to approve the fee waiver policy as amended and outlined by Gabe.
So I'll make that motion. Oh, second.
Perfect. We have a motion by Mike and a second by Tyler. Any discussion to that item? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we will rule that passes unanimously. Okay, Hannah, Wade, anything else we need to cover?
All good.
Excellent. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. I'll take one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
That is the motion that is in order. We'll take a motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
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 Seeing none, we are adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Hannah. Thanks for setting it up.
Yep.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Recording stopped.